We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good afternoon on the snow day, on a Wednesday, on 94 WIP, home of your Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles, Marks and Reese. Yeah, you probably didn't go to work today. We did. We're here for you. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What's up, Ike Juice?
Well, even though it is a snowy day, doesn't change the fact that it is a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, brother.
You're darn right.
Well, listen. Whew. Nestle in. We got them for 4 hours. We got you for the next 4 hours.
Maybe more for me. I might have you for the next 24 hours if I can't get out of here, Ike.
I tell you, yeah. We may be on this, or at least me, I may be on this side of the bridge until tomorrow or sometime later tonight. Who knows? But the great thing about this business, brother, is that we get the responsibility of keeping everyone entertained. And quite frankly, I mean, what better way than to spend this afternoon, this snowy afternoon, than listening to Marks and Reese?
You're damn right. You know why,
Ike?
You know why? There you go. As AI said last night and LeGarrette Blount said before that. That's all we need, Ben. It's all we need. That's all we got.
Bubba Chuck.
Bubba Chuck last night. Of all the things I thought I was going to see last night watching the 76er game,
mm-hmm.
from Ben Simmons, lots of assists, Saric. I mean, it was good, entertaining game last night. Sixers were looking good. I didn't think I was going to see Bubba Chuck drunk, high, whatever.
Oh, come on, man.
Boy, it was something.
Come on, man.
Really? Yeah. I mean, he wasn't that trashed. So check it out. All right. I was at Lowe's last night. I had to make sure that I have a snowblower. I haven't used it. It came with the house, right? It's an older snowblower, but it works. Works great.
Okay.
Right? But I had to get gasoline for it.
Right.
And I'm at Lowe's trying to get a 25-foot extension cord so I can run it. It's an electric starter so I can run it from the garage and start it. Then I need a gas can. But it's like chaos in Lowe's last night. Right? So I see, actually, from your tweet on I'm like, oh, what did AI do? What did you tweet? I forget exactly what it is.
I said, let's wrap this up.
Yeah. So then I see the entire timeline start talking about AI, and it's like, oh, no, AI was drunk doing a TV interview.
And that's no disrespect to Molly Sullivan, who does a great job of sideline reporting. I just knew after that first answer that this was going down.
Do we have it?
The first answers told me all I needed to know whether or not I wanted to finish listening to this interview.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I thought it was going to be cringeworthy. It wasn't, because now in my mind, as I see everybody talking about it, I'm like, oh, Lord, what happened? I'm expecting the worst, and then I hear it, I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, he was sipping on something.
It wasn't Joe Namath and Susie Colbert.
Right, that's what I was expecting.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
I thought I was going to have him slurring and passing out during the interview.
Well, he already speaks with a little bit of a slow delivery anyway. When he's not.
Yeah, no, he's not the
Ike juices. He may have had one or two last night.
He had one or two or three, or maybe something else. I don't know.
Stop, man, stop that.
I don't know that.
Here's what we're not. I will not partake in any tomfoolery on Bubba Chuck. I am not dealing with that.
All right, so can we hear it? That's the other thing that you tweeted out. You used tomfoolery. I loved it. Here it is from NBC Sports Philadelphia. So Molly Sullivan. I guess I will explain how she said that it happened, but here it is last night.
The only reason we scored this interview is because I said you're on the other side of this camera, so thank you for that, Sue. You said you look cool with these glasses. What do you think about the 76ers and what they're showing out here on the floor?
I love my guys. I love my little dudes. They're my little guys. I love them.
What brings you to Charlotte?
I live here.
Okay.
I live here.
I didn't know that. The more you know. You know, I was talking to you about the best feeling. Philadelphia athlete of all time. You said it wouldn't be you. In terms of where Philadelphia is headed, what's going to be the deal breaker for them to make some noise in the playoffs?
I would be crazy to say we think we need more. I think we got enough to be competitive like we've always been. And I just think we have enough. I think it's our time. But I'm gonna believe that anyway, regardless if I think
you
we
can
need
you
more
can
pieces.
You can. I think people get the idea. It was coming in now right there.
What happened?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he was so from Molly Sullivan, people were criticizing her, saying, why would you put him on the air? Why would you do an interview with Allen Iverson if you were talking to him, like you said in the tweet, mm-hmm. where she was sitting there talking to him? Why would you put him on the air? So her explanation was the producer saw her sitting there and pretty much just threw it to her on the air. Because right. if you listen to the question, she gets frazzled after she says, well, what are you doing in Charlotte? What are you doing here? And he's like, I live here, which I had no idea Allen Iverson was living in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And she obviously did. I don't know what conversation she was having with him sitting there, but I don't think that I think she's been around long enough to where. And then she starts asking a question and she doesn't even ask the question. She gets on to something else, the best athlete in Philadelphia or whatever. But yeah, no, I mean, she just seemed like she was rattled after he was clearly
I think she realized it as well, like we all realized it with the little guy. Yeah, that certainly sealed the deal for us right there. That was the bring it home quote at the end about the Eagles. I don't know, you know, so much going on in that interview that, you know, I don't know, man. Yeah. Yeah.
He came to the game to support the 76ers. He's paying attention.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't mind having a drink or two Fridays or wherever he's at before, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that's where it comes with no surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my reaction was when I finally saw it. So I'm at Lowe's. I didn't see it live. When I finally saw it, I was like, oh, well, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. 888-729.
So when she started the interview, I said, boy, here we go.
Yeah.
Well, you know he's at the game. He's got shades on. He's at the game.
He's got shades on.
He's feeling good.
He was feeling good.
I knew that. I just didn't know how good he felt.
Looked a little bloated. They put on a couple LBs, Bubba Chuck.
Oh, well, yeah, man. Listen.
As a vibe, retired. By the way.
Yeah, he's retired. Not in game shape anymore.
So listen, it's a snow day. We look outside. Like, what does our view look like from where we are right now?
I just see nothing but snow.
There is snow. We have a beautiful view from our studio.
I can see the buildings that are closest to us, some of the buildings downstairs, but I can't see the bridge. I certainly can't see over in Jersey. Yeah, this is the normal view we would have, but
yeah, normally we can see Jersey and the Ben Franklin Bridge.
You can't see past a couple blocks.
Yes.
You got a couple blocks and that's it.
So today's going to be, I don't want to say a potluck or a potpourri, but there's so many things that I want to talk about. It's not one of those days where...
You could say that.
Well, because here's what, I already know how Spike thinks. And by the way, our boss Spike Eskin is at work today.
How about the boss made it in today?
Here's what I'd be doing today. If I was a program director of the station, I'd mail it in. I'd be sitting at home, I'd be working from home today.
Yeah.
If I was the program director, I don't need to come in. Spike is here. It's like a regular day with Spike, so I applaud him. Mm-hmm. The hell of a lot better than I would be as a boss. But
David Yagaroff is here.
David Yagaroff here. The big boss
the big
is also
boss,
here.
Yes.
We just saw him. Joe DeCamera is also here with, his socks are tucked into his jeans or I don't know what he's doing, but that's Joe.
Joe DeCamera, he's getting real close to being that family member that I just completely disassociate myself with.
Yeah, see, you don't need to disassociate yourself with Joe.
Yeah, kind of. I'm starting to feel like I do.
No, you just kind of laugh with him. The important thing is that you're not laughing at him when he wears the socks like that.
Yeah, but I am.
You laugh with him.
I'm laughing at him.
Why laugh with him?
Yeah, I'm laughing at him.
Right, we are, but we try to act like we're laughing with him. But anyway, here's what I don't want to do for today's show, because not a lot of people are at work. Obviously, if you're out there driving, you certainly shouldn't be calling us. But I'd love to talk to.
Yeah, you better not be calling us.
I would love to talk to. I'm sure we have a lot of the snowplow guys out there. They're going to be working around the clock, clearing all your favorite shopping centers and driveways and stuff like that. We want check-ins from people out there. If you're at work today, what do you do? And what are you doing out today? Right, because not everybody can take off work, Ike.
No, I mean, I'm looking at some of the buildings here, and I see lights on in the building, so there must be people in them.
There are people that are working today, so we want to hear from you, 888-729-9494. But when I say a potpourri of topics, the last thing I want to do, because when you hear a radio show say, like, oh, it's what you want to talk about today, and oh, you know, it's an open phone Friday on the Marks and Reese show, that really means that they don't have anything to talk about, so they're trying to put the onus on you, the listener or caller, to talk about.
Right.
Which,
well, we got plenty of stuff to talk about. That certainly isn't the case.
That's not the case at all.
Yes.
We got a ton of stuff to talk
about.
Yeah,
we got plenty of stuff to talk about.
Right, so we're going to talk about it. Starting off with, Ike, we always have to start off with the Eagles, because the big story is the Eagles that are coming up.
Hey, man, we won the Super Bowl. I don't see how you start a show off any day without the Eagles. We won the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl champs.
Here. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
We from Philly.
Hey,
no one likes us. We don't care.
We don't care.
Right. Yeah, so the one thing, actually, Jeff McClain, I guess, had it yesterday, but Brent Celek said he's not retiring, which I thought was interesting.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to show you that he's probably going to come back for $1 million, $1.5 million the Eagles?
Come back where?
I think he's coming back to the Eagles.
Yeah?
They need another tight end. They don't have draft picks. If you go out and you sign a veteran tight end who's essentially a second tight end and a blocking back, they have Billy, what's his name, that was on the practice squad. It's more of a Trey Burton type. Billy Butler.
Okay, yeah, Billy Butler.
Yeah, he could come in and be that receiving type tight end.
Oh, is it Billy Brown?
Billy Brown, not Billy Butler. Billy Brown. Yeah.
Yeah, Billy Brown.
So maybe he's in the mix for it. I think he comes back. You disagree?
He might.
All right.
He might. I just, you know, sometimes you got to just move on, man.
Yeah, but why? Okay, so let me give you an example.
You want to get younger? You want to get more production?
Let me give you an example. A good friend of you.
You got to remember, you're also losing Trey Burton. So this Billy Brown, I don't know what he is as a receiving tight end.
But what else are you going to do?
Well, you may go out and get someone that's younger who can provide you something in that department as well.
How many money?
Well, you get a draft pick.
Well, you don't have draft picks. That's what I'm saying. Like, but I guess my point
is,
you
don't have draft picks. We got.
You don't have 2 and 3.
We have other assets that we can move to create some more draft picks.
Jalen Mills?
Yes, Jalen Mills, all right. Nick Foles. These are things that Howie Roseman is sort of formulating right now. He's putting this together right now. He's trying to figure out a way to get second and third round draft picks. I'd be shocked if they don't have a second and a third round pick this year.
Both. I know Howie is a magician when it comes to doing deals and stuff like that, so I wouldn't put it past him, but I'm not looking at it like, no, we're fine. We'll get a second and third round pick. We'll be fine. I don't look at it like that. I look at what's on the books right now with potential for something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we'll see how that works out. Elliot Shore Parks put this tweet out, and I thought it was interesting. He put, without Jeff Fisher, Nick Foles has an 18-10 record with 54 touchdowns and 19 interceptions without Jeff Fisher. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, Nick Foles is really the quarterback that we've seen in Philadelphia and we saw in the Super Bowl. Jeff Fisher just is so bad that's why he was bad. That's why he was bad those few years right there. Well, if that's the case, Ike, I think it's realistic that we expect another Super Bowl this year, right? If you have the best backup quarterback that might start games. Like, seriously, what's the expectation for this year from your perspective?
From my perspective?
Yeah.
Repeat as division champs.
Top 2 seed.
Yeah, I got to see.
Top 3 seed.
I got to see what the teams look like before I say a top 2 or 3 seed. I just think that I just want division champs right now.
Really?
Yeah, I got to see what the Eagles lose. I got to see what they bring back or what they gain. I got to see what other teams do this offseason. I just saw something where the Giants, before they make any cuts on their roster right now, sit at $24 million under the salary cap. So I need to see what some of these other teams do. You get the Giants to go out there and may grab a couple of offensive linemen in free agency, take Saquon Barkley with the second pick. You got Eli, Saquon, what's the tight end they got from Ole Miss?
Evan Ingram.
Yeah, Evan Ingram. You got him. You got Odell Beckham. You got Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, you got Eli, too.
You got Eli out there. That's a little different. a little different. So I need to see what other teams do. But just right now.
Look at you.
Right now I'm going win the division.
You're saying top three or four.
Yes.
Win the division.
And win a playoff game.
Okay. So right now that's the expectation, and you can't say, at least in your head right now, that you're sure of anything other than that. So you're sure of that.
Yeah, I'm sure of that.
Playoff team.
Yep. When you win your division, it's a home game.
Yeah, so you get a home game.
So you get a home game.
And you're winning that game, and then we'll see how it plays out.
We'll see where we got to go play.
What's everybody's expectation? 888-729-9494. 2018.
I can't just say I expect them to repeat. I hope they do. I hope they do.
Expectation? Ben made it to work today.
I can't throw that out there and say I expect them to repeat.
I think they're going to go 13-3 because I can't see them getting any worse.
Yeah, my man.
I think they're going to not win the Super Bowl again. I think they're going to lose in the conference championship.
Same regular season type run.
Yes.
But
are we hosting that game or are we somewhere else in that title game?
They're hosting
I think
that
they
game.
Lose it at home.
Or do they lose after the bye week because they're so bad in the bye week?
They'll come out fine. I just think they're going to run into a buzzsaw. Like, one of the things that worked out very well for them in the playoffs this year, whether or not you want to argue about how much win a Super Bowl, because they won the Super Bowl, I don't care.
Yeah.
But they didn't really run into a team in the playoffs that was playing out of their minds and had gone on some incredible streak. Like, the Falcons were not hot as hell.
You're right.
The Vikings were lucky to even be in that game. And the Patriots, for as good as the Patriots were,
they weren't playing
laid
great.
Some eggs.
Yeah, they weren't playing great.
Yeah, see, I completely disagree with any of this. I don't know what you're talking about. They won the Super Bowl. I don't know. Did they need to play? I don't know, the 89 49ers on the way to the Super Bowl, like the 92 Dallas Cowboys as well. That doesn't matter.
But he's right, though. I agree with him.
And what sense?
Well, they're Super Bowl champions. That's all that matters. But just like with the 2008 Phillies, sometimes you need a little bit of luck on your side. In 2008, the Tampa Bay Rays weren't a good team. They got lucky. They were so out of gas. That was an easy, easy draw.
Sure.
The Brewers weren't great. The Dodgers were a pretty good team. The rest of the league around them wasn't as good maybe as some other years. And the Eagles, they were fortunate to have home field advantage. Now, Ike, they had home field advantage because they were so good during the regular season. They earned that.
They beat a team that went out and beat the number 3 seed. So they beat the Atlanta Falcons, who are also defending NFC champions.
Right.
They beat the Minnesota Vikings, who had just beaten Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. And they had the number 1 defense. They beat them. Oh, by the way, they did it while doing it with their backup quarterback. Are you two nuts?
What? No.
Are you two nuts?
No, but what do you?
I mean, what you want to do? You wanted Shaquem Griffin to be the quarterback out there playing? I'm like, how much harder you wanted to be for him? They did it with the backup quarterback.
All I'm saying, Ike, is this:
all I'm saying is they did it with the backup quarterback. Now, if they were playing with all their starters and they were at full strength and they played inferior teams, that's one thing. You can't say that when they're missing the type of players that they are missing, including the MVP of the league. All those teams were better on paper, and that's why they were favored. They did it as underdogs. What is wrong with you two?
I don't know what I said that's wrong. It wasn't the toughest draw.
Y'all tried to imply they had an easy road to the Super Bowl.
That's
what you tried to imply.
It wasn't the toughest. It wasn't the toughest road to the Super Bowl, and part of that is the home field.
Well, who do we need? Nate Sudfeld to be the quarterback? What else did we need?
Well, that's what some people wanted out there. We'll discuss on the other side. We're way late, way late. Marks and Reese.
You too.
Give us your check-ins today. A lot of people checking in from work. What are you doing today that you're working? We also need every plow person out there to check in.
John and what's your name in there, kid?
Trent.
Ben are trying to say.
He does look like a Trent.
Trying to say we didn't really earn this.
No. Don't put words in my mouth, Ike.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.